Thunder Bay Hydro has a $9 billion plan to build a petroleum coke-fired power plant in Thunder Bay. The company would string the transmission line from the U.S.-Canadian border, submerging the line in Lake Superior past Isle Royal to Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula. Thunder Bay Hydro General Manager Larry Hebert says the 90-mile-long cable will connect Ontario with the U.S. power grid so they can sell electricity to Michigan and Illinois. Hebert says they'll do their best to not disturb fish habitat.
We think it'll be rather benign. It's just going to lay there. It'll either lay directly on the bottom and weighted down, or lay in a trench partially covered. You know, every so often it won't be covered probably the whole way. But we don't see it as really affecting any major breeding grounds for fish in Lake Superior.
While several underwater electrical lines are in use in the Great Lakes connecting islands to the mainland, this may be the first high-powered submerged transmission line connecting the two countries. Jennifer Nalboni with the Great Lakes United says they're opposed to a similar transmission line proposed for Lake Erie as well as Lake Superior.
We're assuming that if they're proposing a cable across the lake, that parts of it are going to have to be buried because the lakes are subject to ice scour in the winter. And so, of course, our concern is for the Lake Superior coastline.
Submerged power lines are more common in Europe, while a transmission line between Long Island and Connecticut has been rejected because of the damage it could do to lobster habitat. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.